Conscious Leadership Podcast, the human side of leadership, where consciousness meets practical business leadership. The podcast dives into real challenges managers face, from team motivation to navigating change. Discover actionable insight, proven strategies, and inspiring stories to help you lead with clarity, authenticity, and impact. Whether you are an SME owner, a team leader, or simply passionate about conscious leadership, this podcast will equip you with the tools to build stronger teams, foster trust, and achieve sustainable success. Tune in, lead consciously, and make a difference. Hey, and welcome everyone to this next episode of the Conscious Leadership Podcast. I'm your host, Boris Nedved, and I'm really excited to continue the journey with you. This podcast is designed for business leaders, managers, and business owners who want to lead with intention, emotional intelligence, and a deep sense of responsibility, not just for their teams, but for the whole world around us. In this episode, I want to explore with you what it means to be a conscious leader and how this leadership style really can transform organizations, inspire teams, and create a meaningful impact beyond the bottom line, beyond the financial figures. So what is conscious leadership and why does it matter today? In my 25 years of corporate life, I had many, many different managers, but were they real leaders? You can ask yourself how many you had. Reflecting back, in my life, there were only two. Two I would call a captain, with whom I would have really sailed to the end of the world, if you know what I mean. So what made them different to all the other managers? Let me take you to my way of defining conscious leadership. For me, there are a couple of characteristics that make up a conscious leader. A conscious leader is someone that leads with intention, that is self-aware, that has a deep understanding of the interconnectedness of the people, the team around them, the processes and the environment they live in. They prioritize not just the profit, but also the well-being of their team, their community, their stakeholders, their clients, and the planet we all live on. So the first aspect is self-awareness. Conscious leaders, from my perspective, have a strong sense of self. They are aware of their strengths, their weaknesses, their emotions, and the impact all of that has on others. Furthermore, from my perspective, they have a sense of grounding core values that drive their behaviors. And this self-awareness allows them to make decisions that are thoughtful, fair, and aligned with their core values. The second aspect is empathy and compassion. A conscious leader for me is genuinely caring about their team members, their clients, their stakeholders. The team members are not just headcount numbers on an Excel spreadsheet or a budget form. They are able to create and foster an environment of trust and respect. And they create a space where individuals really feel valued and motivated to contribute their best. Conscious leaders are guided by a clear purpose. They have a clear purpose-driven decision-making that goes beyond financial success. They seek to create a positive impact through their decisions. They ensure that the businesses and the business practices are aligned with ethical, social, and environmental standards. And they gear their communication around authenticity. Transparency, honesty are key pillars for their leadership style. And they communicate openly with their teams, encouraging a dialogue, feedback, and collaboration. They think systems-wide and holistic. They have a holistic vision. They understand that businesses are part of a larger society, a larger environment, a larger economic system. And their decisions and actions reflect this holistic perspective, considering both short-term outcomes and long-term impacts. They are adaptable and they have a growth mindset. The world around us is changing so, so rapidly, and I think all of you feel it, sense it, read it, hear it. And a conscious leader for me really remains flexible and curious. They embrace the learning, the innovation, the evolution of ideas to stay relevant and effective. So if we take all of these characteristics, what is the impact of conscious leadership? Conscious leadership can lead to improved team engagement. The employees feel heard, respected, and motivated by being taken really seriously, being taken individually. It creates really a sustainable growth. Business strategies are designed for long-term success. They are designed and aligned to the individual strengths of the people, to the individual team members, to the bosses, to the human beings that are inside. And all of that creates positive organizational culture where trust, creativity, and collaboration become the norm. It's not just a side effect, but it is driven by that. And it contributes to the community and the environment. So the decisions that the companies, the leaders, the teams are taking make up this broader societal and ecological impacts. And they keep that in mind with their conscious leadership. Now, is everybody a born leader? Or is everybody a born manager? Well, thinking back in my career, the first time I was given a team to lead or manage, I was not ready. I had many, many trainings beforehand, yes. And the training is one thing, but the reality, and you might agree to that, is somewhat different. So when I start to take over the team, I try to take all what I have learned and to apply it. And I miserably failed. To applying it in this copy-paste style, method, whatever you want to call it, was not the way, since it just didn't cater for the individuals in my team. Yes, there were and are common goals, there are common objectives, there are targets, and so on. But that's not all. Only once I started to treat everybody and everyone in my team uniquely, something really amazing happened. We became a real team. Trust, respect, openness, sharing, all was there. All the key elements that when you think of team management and team engagement, all these elements should be there and everybody's talking about it. And what happened as well, I started to become self-aware. I started to understand my own strengths, my own shadows, my own weaknesses, my own shortcomings. And I was open about it. I clearly said to the team, where I had no clue of something. It was like SAP related, it was like IT related. I'm not God, I don't know everything. So why do I say that? From my perspective, everyone can become self-aware and everyone can use their own skill set. You can use your own skill set. You can use your own strengths and you can use them for your advantage, for your team's advantage, for your company, for your business advantage. If it really happens to be that you are a team leader, a manager or supervisor or whatever you want to call it, you can become a leader. So what are, from my perspective, some practical steps you could take? Number one is self-reflection and mindfulness. Pay attention to your own patterns. What triggers you emotionally? In what situation? And how do you react to it? And what is the impact you have on others when you become emotional? And observe it. Look at that. Number two is the communication side. Start observing yourself. How do you communicate with yourself or with others? How do you communicate with yourself? Is it more positively? Is it more encouraging? Is it optimistic? Or is it rather pessimistic, destructive, or harming? And think about, how do you want to be communicated to? What is your expectation how people should treat you and communicate with you? What is empowering for you? What gives you a boost? What is this thing that, if it's told to you that makes you shine, makes you glow? Think about that. Number three, the leading with empathy and the active listening to your team. Give your team members, your co-workers, your peers, give them time to speak and listen to them. Possibly create one-on-one discussions with individuals. Observe who is typically more quiet and who are the loudspeakers. And observe their body positions, observe their facial reactions, observe what words are they using. Listen to that. That might help you to find out who they are. Number four, identify the key skills and strengths of your team members. Do you know them? Where are they really strong? Or where do they need more time than expected? Where do they excel and where do they struggle? And it's not only about the functional skills, that they are good programmers, that they are good salespeople or whatever. It's really the holistic observation of their strengths. What makes them the person they are? So I want to encourage you, dear listeners, everybody who's joining in, reflect on your leadership style and identify possibly one change or activity when you reflect on these items I mentioned that you can implement or change or do this week. For me, conscious leadership really starts from within you. And this is what I want to encourage you to start thinking about. Who is you? Before ending this episode, I want to invite you to continue reading my Substack articles or my blog posts in LinkedIn or on my website humanindthecenter.com, where I show tools and techniques that help in the process of self-awareness and identification of your own unique intrinsic strengths. What makes you you? Who are you? So thank you very much for listening in this episode. And until the next time, stay intentional, stay conscious, and keep leading with purpose. Thank you for listening to the Conscious Leadership Podcast. Look forward to the next episode to come, and stay intentional, stay conscious, and keep leading with purpose. Until the next time, bye.